Egypt is part of that axis that has on it Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Egypt and the Sisi regime are propped up by these Gulf states. Egypt, in many ways, is as a proxy for Saudi Arabia and the UAE and as a model of what can happen when a country is aligned with those Gulf states. Egypt's economy is actually doing relatively well under Sisi. We see development that's on the rise. We see employment also on the rise. We see a lot of infrastructural projects. Egypt is flush with Gulf money, and economically, it's doing better than it had done before. But it is a more despotic state than it was under Hosni Mubarak. There is no respect for human rights or any semblance of democratic values. And so even though Tunisians resent their country being compared to Egypt, but I think that that is precisely what we're looking at. In Egypt, in July of 2013, you had the same kind of street reactions, jubilation at the coup that took place. Mind you, the Muslim Brotherhood that was ousted had abused its powers constitutionally and otherwise, and Mohamed Morsi, I think, was a horrible president for Egypt. Thus, one can understand the jubilation on the streets of Cairo and other Egyptian cities. But what ended up happening as a result of the coup is that you have a military authoritarian regime that is bankrolled by Gulf states, and you have a state where the economy shows some signs of recovery, but where there is a regression in terms of democratic rights for ordinary Egyptians. And to go back to what Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry of Egypt has said, it does not come at all as a surprise. I think that Egypt has a stake in Tunisia moving toward an Arab-Muslim center of gravity and getting the backing of the same regimes that have enabled Egypt's authoritarianism.
Your article in the Wall Street Journal, you said that President Saeed followed the typical authoritarian playbook, that's military troops surrounding the parliament building to block legislators from meeting. Draconian measures prohibiting public assembly of more than three people were enacted, and media outlets were shuttered. Is Tunisia heading the same way Egypt did?
I think that Qais Saeed is going to be moving Tunisia in the direction of Egypt in the following sense. Authoritarianism backed by the military, although one should note that the military in Egypt is far more hegemonic and far more political and controls more than 50% of the economy. That's a very, very different situation than the one that you have in Tunisia, but nonetheless, you have the backing of the military of Qais Saeed. You also have a similarity in that frustration with the current governments and power structure, which in Egypt was much shorter lived than it was in Tunisia. In both countries also, you have the backing of Gulf states fighting political Islam and crushing democracy. But there are huge differences. I mean, in Tunisia, for example, you have a vibrant civil society, which is coming under quite a lot of pressure since the move on July 25 by Qais Saeed. But you have a labor union that is quite active, and we have yet to see what happens in terms of its secret negotiations with the president. It's very interesting that the union has not come out in opposition of the president's move, which leads us to one plausible conclusion, and that they are getting the kind of reassurances in terms of no cuts in public sector employment that will allow the union to come out as a hero, which is something that Saeed needs and needs to have them on his side. So again, I think, you know, every country is different. Every country has its own idiosyncrasies and peculiarities. But I am worried that the path that Tunisia would follow under Qais Saeed would make the country resemble Egypt more and more. But it's also true that Tunisians are riding on the short-term relief of ridding themselves of governing coalitions that have failed them, and of a strong man who is speaking their language and promising them what they so desperately want. And if they continue to support him, I think it is quite likely that the trajectory that Tunisia will be on is going to be very similar to that of Egypt.